Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Hundreds gathered last night at the University of Iowa for a vigil in memory of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
During the vigil, leaders of the local chapter of Turning Point USA, the conservative youth organization that Kirk founded, said prayers, sang songs, and read personal testimonies about how he had impacted their lives. There were cutouts of Kirk surrounded by lit candles and American flags. At one moment during the vigil, people started chanting, "Charlie, Charlie." Russell Neiman is the vice president of the university's chapter of Turning Point USA.
Turning Point USA will not go away. We will be stronger, and we will continue to have open debate on this campus. We are not scared. We are more emboldened to carry the torch that Charlie has passed on to each and every one of us.
Kirk was assassinated last week while speaking at a public event at a Utah college. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Iowa State Senator and candidate for governor Rob Sand says even though he's running as a Democrat, he wants to serve all Iowans. Sand stopped in the Quad Cities last night for his 100 town hall tour and told WVIK earlier that he believes the two parties don't solve enough problems to hold a monopoly on elections.
I'm very frustrated with the two-choice system. I think it enables a lot of laziness because candidates figure out solving problems is hard. It's easy to get reelected just by demonizing your opponent. And as long as we have that, we're still going to have a problem.
Sand says his main priorities in the campaign are accountability and affordability for Iowans. He held his town hall at Modern Woodman Park last night. Sand heads now to Linn County for another town hall on Wednesday. Iowa's newest state senator was sworn in on Monday at the state capitol. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports Democrat Caitlin Dre of Sioux City took her oath of office.
Dre won a special election last month and flipped a Republican-held seat to Democratic control. That broke the GOP supermajority in the Iowa Senate. Dre's husband and daughter joined her for the swearing-in ceremony in the Senate chamber. She says she's honored to officially become a state senator, and she says the oath of office is sacred.
There was something very humbling about taking the official oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of Iowa at a moment when it feels like that has become increasingly difficult or increasingly controversial.
Senate Democratic leader Janice Weiner says Dre's win will give Democrats a bigger role in the state Senate. Republicans will need at least some Democratic support to confirm the governor's nominees to various state positions. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
Enrollment continues to decline at Western Illinois University. The official headcount at the university's campuses in Macomb and Moline this fall is 5,337. That's a drop of nearly 1,000 from last fall. Justin Hsu is Western's vice president for student success. He says the senior class is the largest among current students, so there might be a dip in enrollment again next fall. But he says the administration is striving to reverse course.
We hope that the campus should really sit around 6,500. And when we think about personnel power, our facilities, that's the number the institution should be at.
Hsu says Western is using a variety of recruiting tactics. In addition, the university has hired a new person to lead undergraduate recruitment efforts. He begins work next month. This is WVIK News.